The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So if you're hanging in there, hang up a little bit closer. Put your ear to the old radio, and here we go.
Oh, here we go. We're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies. Proud and happy owners with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway. Amazing supplements you can't get anywhere else. Terrific prices. Great variety and all kinds of wonderful things. And also the proud and happy owners of The Broth.
How about
Cafe
that broth?
At Alive and Well, which is really amazing, really organic, really interactive with the wonderful, just amazing Maui organic farmers bringing in their fresh, the fresh produce is brought every single day, which we use there. And for all of the different varieties of food, the organic choices, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, or not, the wild fish, the organic chickens, meats, or the vegan and vegetarian choices.
All
so
of it. Every
multifaceted,
aspect.
So delicious, so marvelous. And we all of those great things.
And they're all made with a Vortex water.
And the Vortex water, which is the purest, the safest, the healthiest, the highest in oxygen, and the lowest, and there's no contaminants whatsoever. And read that, Dan.
Here we go. Do you realize, I'm sure you don't, maybe you do, maybe you have a weird suspicion, that the tap water can be contaminated with lead and arsenic and pharmaceuticals and animal waste and fertilizers and or pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, and refrigerator filters mainly focus on taste and smell. That is, if you're having a water dispenser in your refrigerator, with removing the chlorine and the taste. But they don't get at the real nitty-gritty, and the nitty-gritties are those things I just mentioned before. And the refrigerator filters are limited what they can remove. And bottled water leaches chemicals from the plastic in addition to the environmental impact. Plus, there are currently almost, get this, 1,000 studies, 1,000, count them on your little fingers, showing that healthier drinking water helps in over 150 diseases. Who would think that the water you drink has such a major impact on
Isn't
your
that?
Major health
That's
problems?
That's right, exactly.
Okay? So what is the solution? Well, I wouldn't even be bringing this up if I didn't have the solution. The solution is, of course, the Vortex water at Alive and Well.
It's absolutely amazing. And we feel so differently as we're doing it. And also, we're major proponents of the incredible organic juice cleanse of the local organics, you know, and especially Dennis and I are madly in love with the green juices and how intense they are of the local organic greens pressed. Very high concentration, only in glass, and that's also available at the Broth Cafe, too. And if you want to have a special cleanse and a special period of time, Belinda is always available for you to have a consultation. You can talk to her.
And she can outline the perfect cleansing program for the detoxing agenda.
That's right.
All right, she's fantastic with that.
You know, we are, I have to just confess this. I hope you guys are all listening up. And I'm really very, very, very sorry right now that we don't have this show on TV. Gary, can you put this show on TV? Because I really think it should be on TV. Because, and I'll tell you what, right now.
I'm waiting.
All right, wait. And here it is. It is that we are so thrilled at Alive and Well. We have waited, and now we have an abundance of the greatest ultra silver on the planet.
Yeah.
It is the greatest. It has been used for thousands of years. It's the ultra silver with those nanoparticles to such a degree, killing viruses, bacteria, fungi, etc.
Yeast and fungus and mold and parasites.
All kinds of things saved my life, and that's another story which you've heard before. And used also in top hospitals, US of A, babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born to cleanse anything they picked up from the mother's birth
canal.
Just
sprayed in the eyes.
That's right. That's what they do that in, even in the hospitals. And also ear infections, lung, it doesn't matter. Even top veterinarians using it for animals' skin and other types of infections.
That's right.
So it's
you mentioned animals. The lady from Kula, who has horses, and she was wondering, what can she do if the horses have infections in their foot, in their hoof?
Yes, that's right.
Right, and the tender meat behind the hoof. And I suggested that she might want to try the silver, because silver is renowned for killing all kinds of different pathogens.
That's exactly right.
She came back with glowing remarks.
I know. She was thrilled. And, again, the ultra silver, which is really all of those nanoparticles. I don't want to get corrected by Den, so I'm not going to say the numbers again. But but the ultra silver has been a leader in Europe for more than half a century. They use it for diabetic wounds, internally and externally, rather than chopping and amputating. They use the patches of the ultra silver, mm-hmm. which heals all of those infections. And certainly the vast majority.
And you can also use it if you have toenail fungus, all right, or any fungus, wherever it is in your body. Toenail fungus does not like ultra silver. Ultra silver certainly does not like toenail fungus.
But it heals the good tissue internally and externally.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful that it has that ability to differentiate that way? But what I didn't say is why I said that I wished Gary had put this on TV. I'll tell you that Dennis is so excited about this coming in and all those wonderful boxes of all that ultra silver that came in, that he was dancing around the room. He was dancing up and down. Gary would have been thrilled. You know, he was dancing and wiggling and everything else.
Singing. I was singing. Definitely singing.
Singing and dancing. Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
And you know, it just was, and I'm saying, we need people to see this. And your wife needs that so that maybe you could take her out dancing once in a while.
Maybe.
Like my mom and dad used to do all the time
in the 50s. Hang in there, honey. Hang in there. Maybe one of these days.
Well, you
it
were
might
excited
happen.
Enough
you
about ultra silver. It's time to dance, Den. No excuses anymore. All right. Time to go on. You know, I'll start this and hand it over to Den. Okay?
What are you going to start? Let's go.
I'm going to start about now, because there's the amazing nutrient, N-acetylcysteine, known as NAC+, which has
it's the plus
regenerating.
That makes this particular product really unique.
Of those wonderful, yes.
Yeah.
And it's been banned. Amazon threatened by the Food and Drug Administration to take it off because it's such a powerful has so many benefits that it's being threatened as a dietary supplement.
Yeah,
so
and
here,
Amazon and their all worldly knowledge has decided that you shouldn't take it, so they banned it from Amazon.
And Dr. McCullough, yes, and here we're going to start reading. Thank God for holistic medical doctors who have such conscience that they bring this information out to us, okay? And Dr. McCullough is bringing this out, and here it is. NAC supplements, says the doctor, have been sold for 57 years, and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has never taken action against it until now, when 16 clinical trials, that's trials by doctors, are investigating its usefulness against COVID-19.
Got it.
NAC is a precursor, creator, to reduce glutathione, which plays a crucial role in COVID-19.
Now, get this straight. It doesn't reduce glutathione.
No, the reduced glutathione is a more effective way of absorption. There's evidence, says the doctor, that glutathione deficiency can worsen COVID-19 severity, says Dr. McCullough. NAC inhibits expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines that trigger a cytokine storm. Remember, I'm
You've
stopping
heard of
here.
Cytokine storm.
Which is what they say is the main cause of death.
That's from the COVID.
In the lungs,
yeah.
For the COVID. And the NAC improves the T-cell response, benefits a variety of lung problems, and inhibits
Shall I tell you my COPD story now? My chronic obstructive lung disease that I had? I'll wait. Finish the article.
And benefits a variety of lung problems and inhibits, so it, in other words, prevents, inhibits the hypercoagulation in the lungs that can result in stroke and blood clots that impair the ability to exchange oxygen in the lungs. Okay? I'm going to do a little bit more and then give it over to Dan. NAC has a long history of use as a poison control remedy for acetaminophen Tylenol poisoning in the emergency room. It neutralizes the toxic effects of the drug by recharging glutathione, thereby preventing liver damage. But the idea that NAC can also be helpful against viral infections is not new. Previous studies, and he quotes them all, have found it reduces viral replication of viruses, including influenza virus. Dr. Roger Saholt, a pulmonologist, that's a doctor of lung specialist, has been treating COVID-19 patients since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. About strategies that can significantly reduce your need for hospitalizations should you contract the infection.
Now, this entire article is written by a doctor.
That's right. And remember, here they're talking about the strategies that this pulmonologist used. Among these strategies the doctor uses is the use of NAC, which used to be readily available. Disturbingly, as more information is coming out about the usefulness of NAC, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now clamping down on sales. Since the beginning of this pandemic, global and national health authorities have done everything in their power, it seems, says Dr. McCullough, to discourage and prevent people from accessing any treatments that competes with the COVID jab. They're talking, you know what. This appears to be yet another shameful attempt, says the doctor, to prevent patients from helping themselves and boost the risk of infections into more serious cases. Now, I'm giving it to Den about going on about NAC. I'm sorry, I got a little messed up here. Here we go, okay? Here we are. Go ahead, kid.
This is the kid talking. Verbatim, okay? The glutathione depletion worsens COVID-19 outcomes. Again, folks, this is not Dennis's information. This is Dennis, the reporter. The physician wrote the article, and we're, as many physicians are aware, this physician finally wrote an article, broke the silence of how effective NAC really is. Verbatim. Previous research has shown NAC inhibits the expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines in the cells infected with highly pathogenic H5N1 influenza virus. Pro-inflammatory cytokines also play a crucial role in COVID-19 severity. Researchers have confirmed that in severe COVID-19 cases, cytokines such as interleukin-6, interleukin-10, and TN tumor necrosis factor are all elevated. Once they reach excessive levels, a so-called cytokine storm develops, causing significant tissue damage. NAC can be able to inhibit this damaging cascade. Let me just say something here.
Yes, go right ahead.
How many of you saw the movie, 5 years ago or so, called Perfect Storm? It was George, whatever his name is, the actor. It concerned the story of a fisherman, who made his living by fishing. And there was a big storm coming. It was imperative that he go out to sea for some reason. in the script of the movie. But there's a big hurricane coming from one direction and another storm coming with 50-foot seas from another direction. And they call that kind of weather condition in the nautical vernacular a perfect storm, because anybody who goes out into such waters at the height of those storms, they're perfectly determined they're going to die. There is no getting away from it. Well, there's a perfect storm. That term has been applied to the cytokine excesses that develop during the COVID infection. And it's the perfect storm of built-up mucus and inflammation that impairs the function of the lungs and plugs up the alveoli sites, which are the oxygen receptor sites in your lungs. You can't breathe. So what's the end of the result of that? Well, you can't breathe. You can't live. So you're gone. And that's the point that these doctors are making with NAC. It breaks up the cytokine excesses. The cytokine storm never develops. The cytokine storm is a non-issue if you're using, these doctors say, the NAC. And also quercetin. Another doctor mentioned, has written some extensive reviews on quercetin and NAC and vitamin C in preventing the excessive buildup of cytokines, which results in excessive mucus production, which results in plugging up the alveoli oxygen receptor sites in your lungs, and you're gone. So as a sailor who knows there's a perfect storm, he does not go out to sea. He goes to Joe's Bar, or he goes home and goes to bed. All right?
Yes.
Well, he cannot take NAC to prevent that storm, but as these physicians say, you can prevent that storm in your lungs by taking the NAC and the other nutrients as well.
And that has been known for so long
for
severe asthmatics, allergics, COPD, and you have that story too, which later on you'll share with us. But I mean, this is, it has been so many benefits, so many, and all these clinical studies. Okay, go ahead.
And other doctors have written, and we don't give you all this information because it's contrary to the main theme of the government and the drug cartel, and that is inoculations with drugs, 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 drugs. But the doctors also talk about building your immune system, and that's where the nutrients come into play. We don't pretend to have the answers for everything in the world. We're giving you the information the doctors are publishing now and talking about at great length. Even in the threat of having their medical license taken away because they're talking to nutrients. Okay?
Exactly so. That has been.
And one of them said the reason that they won't take NAC off the market is because you can buy a bottle of NAC Plus for about, $20, thereabouts, depending on how many capsules you get. Well, $20 for 100 capsules is chicken feed, okay? They want to take the availability of NAC off the market so they can do a drug which they can charge you $100 a capsule.
Oh, and then, and if you want to do it, you know, because we had a report today, too, just to divert for 1 second, that what has just come out in the news is, and this is reported by Newsmax, the controversial new Alzheimer's drug. This is what is costly. And their reporting just came out that Aduhelm, A-D-U-H-E-L-M, recently approved medicine to treat Alzheimer's disease, single-handedly account for 1% of all healthcare spending by next year. The Food and Drug Administration okayed the controversial drug on June 7th to treat Alzheimer's disease, which affects 6 million patients in the U.S. According to Axios, Aduhelm is manufactured by Biogen and administered by an intravenous solution at an annual cost of $56,000 per patient.
Now, per year.
Wait.
Per year.
Critics questioned the wisdom of approving this drug, not only for its exorbitant cost, this is the report, but also for its limited efficacy.
That's right.
According to an analysis by Alterum, a nonprofit research and consulting healthcare organizations, Americans should already have the highest cost of health care than any other country, says Axios. And this new drug, which has not even been shown to halt the progression of Alzheimer's, they say, let alone cure the disease, will cause a sustained growth in medical spending. Axios points out that the cost analysis does not include additional expenditures on MRIs, PET scans, facility fees, and other procedures associated with the treatment with this IV.
Mm-hmm.
According to The Atlantic, this is the drug, and that's a quote from them, that could break American healthcare, quote. Aduhelm's approval could trigger hundreds of billions in new government spending without a vote in Congress or any public input on the drug's effectiveness. Experts say there is limited evidence it works and can cause serious side effects, proclaiming that would do more harm than good. Dr. Sam Gandy, professor of Alzheimer's research at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York. Good grief, you can't be have more respect, it says. This is what he says. Approving Aduhelm, in his article, was a mistake, and added that three members of the FDA advisory committee resigned in protest over the decision to give the drug a much broader use than its original purpose. And this top doctor at the Mount Sinai, biggest hospital probably on the planet, Gandhi concluded that the FDA approval of Aduhelm raises more questions and creates more problems than any new drug approval should.
All right, now the reason...
This is not the last sentence, he says. This drug is not the new day in the fight against Alzheimer's disease and needs to be approached cautiously, if at all, he said.
All right, and the big claim that they make for this drug is that it helps to remove or lessens the buildup of beta-amyloid plaque in the brain. Okay? That's one of the pollutants, some of the junk that accumulates in our brains over the years. Already, holistic physicians have pointed out that super pure omega-3 fish oils and other brain nutrients do a better job of removing that plaque than any drug. And secondly, it isn't just the plaque that is the inducing factor for Alzheimer's or memory loss of any kind or memory impairment or brain function impairment. Beta-amyloid plaque is a contributing substance to the degeneration of the mental process, but it is not the main point. So to say it's going to be a major step for Alzheimer's is a complete fabrication.
And the experts say okay. that, and even Dr. Joseph Mercola reporting in another article that Alzheimer's disease is linked to insulin resistance.
There you go. That's sugar again.
Sugar of the brain, and that's why many they have called it that. And he said, and he's writing an article about Alzheimer's, okay, cardiovascular disease and diabetes, all caused. The interaction between aging and insulin resistance increases the risk of Alzheimer's. Scientists began calling the form of diabetes that selectively involves the brain type 3 diabetes and concluded that this is the condition which raises the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And 2015, researchers from Iowa State University. Is that where you go?
Iowa. Yeah-da-da-da-da. Yeah-da-da-da-da.
Isn't that where you graduated?
Nobody ever sings that song properly like I just sang it.
Well, sort of.
But they always say, Iowa. Yeah. Iowa.
No,
Iowa. Nobody in Iowa ever pronounces it Iowa.
Well, isn't that where you graduate?
Not from the medical school.
No, but he...
Mine was from the theater and dramatic arts.
Well, you should feel very proud that by 2015, researchers... But you weren't a college student right then, were you, dear?
What? Who? When?
By 2015.
No.
So I don't think you were a college student then, sweetie.
Take about 70 years off of that.
I know you look young. You look a lot younger, but I don't think so, honey.
Not today, honey.
By 2015, researchers other than Dan from Iowa State University, and Dr. Mercola cites the study.
Iowa State?
Iowa State. Oh, the University of Iowa. Is
University
that the same?
Of Iowa.
Is that a different school?
Oh, yes. Don't say
they?
Iowa State. It's the University of Iowa.
Oh, Iowa's getting mad at me. Sorry, Dolly.
You're getting my Iowa up.
Research from Iowa State University found a strong association between an individual's memory function decline and insulin resistance.
That's it.
Which added to the growing body of evidence that preventing insulin resistance is an important means of preventing Alzheimer's disease. And in his final statement, the Iowa State is commenting about this. In the following years, more evidence was found to link insulin resistance with Alzheimer's. Type 2 diabetes substantially increases the risk of neurodegenerative dementia and especially Alzheimer's disease, and say the researchers and doctors.
And it also builds up the amyloid beta plaque, okay? Which then calls for the miracle magical drug at $56,000 a year. Or, as holistic physicians say, you could use super omega-3 fish oils and other brain nutrients, okay? Other brain nutrient combinations, which also reduce that plaque.
Right, and remember,
but they also, at the same time, increase neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
Yes, and
neurotrophic function.
And how about what European doctors have done for more than 50 years? They're using the 100% R alpha lipoic acid to stabilize blood sugar. That's their leader. Regenerate damaged nerve tissue. And also, it's one of their top leading supplements that they give for preventing and reversing dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. The 100%, it's got to be, that's the real natural, powerful. 100% R alpha lipoic acid. And you know, the thing that everybody's coming and dancing, we get a lot of dancers in there because so many happy people who had elevated blood sugar, I can't make a claim, I'm not allowed by law, but who had elevated blood sugar, all ages, are thrilled with the use of the 100% R alpha lipoic acid and the blood sugar harmony. The blood sugar harmony, the combination of the other supportive nutrients and organic herbs that help to stabilize blood sugar. And they're so happy because now they don't have that screen thing. Remember, vitamin D3 is a big player on that, too.
Well, their blood sugar levels become normal. And at the same time, we do encourage folks, everyone that comes in the store, we do encourage them to be aware of what refined carbohydrates do. All flour products, bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, all the doodahs and the whiz-bangs and the yum-yums, all of those things that are made with flour turn into sugar the minute they hit your tongue. The minute the saliva grabs hold of them, they start tasting sweet. And your tummy finishes the job of converting carbs to sugars. And the sugar itself and the soft drinks. I read an article the other day. 2 soft drinks a day.
Right.
Has enough sugar, negative health complicating factors to reduce the lifespan by 5 to 7 years.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And
besides
we also
the sugar
read the data,
elevation.
And we read the data that those kind of drinks shoot up the risk of it's off the charts. Heart attack, stroke, and death.
That's it.
All kinds of things. But you know, I'm going to share this with them because it's really amazing. And this, again, is in the news, in the Newsmax. Okay, they do the latest news, and they do the reports, okay? And one of the leading doctors, Dr. David Brownstein, is reporting about this, okay? And this is the surprising benefits of cardio CoQ10. Some of it I didn't know. It caught me. I'm going to give it over there to you in a second, but it says here, it's not the newest thing. This is known for several years. Number one, a 2018 study investigated the effects of cardio CoQ10 on physical activity. Those supplementing with cardio CoQ10 per day for 60 days showed an increase in lean muscle mass and a decrease in oxidative stress.
Decrease in oxidative stress means what? Slowing down the aging process,
right.
Reducing free radical activity.
Right, and here's the quote. CoQ10 can also be a benefit to those with muscular disorders, Dr. David Brownstein said. Quoting him again, CoQ10 levels are highest in muscular tissue. Brownstein is one of the foremost practitioners of holistic medicine in the United States.
Now, read that statement. It's highest in what?
CoQ10 levels are highest in muscular tissue.
Where is the most muscular tissue in your body?
The heart.
The heart.
Heart of my heart. I love that melody. It's my favorite. Heart of my heart brings back a memory.
Okay.
All right. That's my best voice, Gary. Do you think it's pretty good? Can I go back to work as an actor again and singer?
Would you please?
Okay. Just don't come here. Right? Okay, go ahead, Dan. What are you going to say?
The heart is muscle.
Muscle.
Ooh. And that's why when it's perhaps centimeter by centimeter the strongest muscle in your body. It's going, get this, folks. Can you imagine? Your heart is beating about 100,000 times a day. 100,000 times every 24 hours. Ah, you've got to be some kind of a strong muscle to do that. Well, as this doctor says, it's the Cardio Q10, which really helps to give that muscle its integrity and to be able to go that far, that long, that hard every day of your blooming life.
Right, and he reports about the, and then you'll give it back to me, the heart protection, more about the heart protection and the Cardio Q10.
Okay. Here it is, folks, verbatim. Heart protector, Cardio Q10's been shown to improve heart conditions like high blood pressure by neutralizing free radicals. In a 2018 study, it was shown to prevent the formation of heart-stopping blood clots, irregular clotting of the blood. It's even beneficial after the fact. Cardio Q10 is even helpful for patients who have had heart failure, Brownstein says. It plays a critical role in reducing inflammation.
Have
you heard us talk about inflammation? About every show we've ever done? Inflammation has been established by every medical facility in the world. Chronic inflammation is the source of developing all disease, ALL disease. Every disease, all known disease, is promulgated by chronic inflammation, whether it's the heart, the liver, the lungs, the brain, whatever it might be, a muscle, a joint. Chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Is the source, the beginning, the seed of all ALL disease.
Right. And you know, interesting, so here you're seeing it in the U.S. of A, because we're talking about how the reports about, you know, the great nutrients used in Europe. And here is also big-time news and printed out here in Newsmax, that good news for diabetics, I'm quoting, a 2014 study, that's a while, tested CoQ10 cardioform and found it improved insulin sensitivity to regulate blood sugar levels. Another study showed that Cardio Q10 significantly reduced A1C average blood sugar levels. And, you know, they talk about how, going on, they talk about CoQ10 deficiency has long been seen in patients with poor gum health. Another study found a marked improvement in gum health in those who supplemented with Cardio Q10. Would you read the thing about cancer prevention, please, Dan?
Okay. Verbatim. Cancer prevention. Oxidative stress causes cell damage, which leads to cancers of all types. Since Cardio Q10 protects against cell damage, many doctors state that Cardio Q10 plays a pivotal role in defeating cancer. In fact, many studies show low levels of Cardio Q10 are associated with a 53%, get this.
Oh, wow.
Lower levels of Cardio Q10 have been associated with 53% higher cancer risk.
That's absolutely... can we just repeat that? Wait a second. Everybody needs to listen to this. Everybody. What is the fear we deal with? What are the things that our loved ones, so many loved ones we've had that perished because of it or suffered because of it? We need to hear this.
And again, folks, this is...
not Mona and Dennis.
This is not Mona and Dennis. These are doctors who we're quoting. But it's also a matter of what? Maintaining what you have in your body, what you were given, your immune system, your ability to resist every negative health scenario.
Right.
Okay?
But that kind of percentage is absolutely amazing. Right, Dan? Go ahead.
It sure is. Oxidative stress causes cell damage, which leads to cancers of all types. Since Cardio Q10 protects against cell damage, Many doctors state that CardioQ10 plays a pivotal role in defeating cancer. In fact, many studies show low levels of CardioQ10 are associated with a 53% higher risk of cancer.
Unbelievable. And that's across the boards,
now,
not just one specific type.
And let's just... Cancer, yes. What are the two leading causes of death in America? Cancer and heart disease.
That's right.
And what did they say about CardioQ10 for the heart? How important it was for maintaining the muscle of the heart, to reducing the oxidative stress of the heart as well?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And the brain?
Right.
And the liver?
Right.
And, the whole, it's just what nutrients can do, folks. Give yourself proven to do.
No side effects.
Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. Give your body a really fighting chance of getting through this experience called life with a minimal amount of negative upheavals, okay?
Yeah.
Take care of it. Stay away from the sugars. Stay away from the refined carbohydrates. All right, eat more organic vegetables or more organic oils, organic olive oil, coconut oil, organic butter, which does not contribute. The cholesterol in butter, they say, does not contribute to a heart attack. The heart attack, they say, can be attributed to the fragility of the LDL cholesterol being burned up by sugars, inflammation, and refined carbohydrate conversion to sugars and ensuing inflammation.
You know, it's amazing what you just said, because that thing came out in the news that had to do exactly with what you just said. And here is the news thing reporting over here that heart saturated fats do not cause disease.
There you go.
And they're saying here that elevated cholesterol levels caused by diets high in saturated fats from fatty meats, butter, and cheeses organically grown does not cause heart disease after all, say scientists from Norway's University of Bergen.
Got it.
In fact, cholesterol is essential, they say, to keep cells healthy.
And your brain.
Just what they believe that the link between high cholesterol and cardiovascular disease is actually low-grade inflammation and insulin resistance. Just what you said, Dan.
Yep.
What you said.
Well, I wasn't part of that study, but there's so many holistic physicians. The science is there, folks.
That's right.
We've heard this phrase, follow the science, follow the science. Well, in many instances, the science has been bastardized by phony politicians and phony scientists and personal gain attributed to whatever their investigation would be. But
That's
the
right.
true science is a wild and sometimes woolly discussion.
That's right.
One side with the other side, weighing, evaluating, and going back and running the tests again and looking at the statistics and all the information and being honest about it.
That's right.
Okay? So that's what real science is.
You know,
well, these
yes.
real scientists have been showing this for years, and finally it's really coming out.
You know, and again, without the same pressure, so many of these great top medical researchers in the top places throughout the world are coming out, and now here it's all coming out, and we're getting showered with what they say. Again, here they say that Brigham and Women's Hospital, the researchers, for 20 years, found that what they call the Mediterranean diet over there, rich in olive oil, good fats, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, lower diabetes risk by 30% with the overweight or obese, okay? That's the Brigham, and Women's Hospital, okay? That's a very famous one. And this is another one, the University of Bristol researchers. Now, Bristol is England.
In England, right, in Wales.
England.
Yeah.
Now, give me a little bit of... Oh, you're just going to do the Irish accent.
I don't know.
You can't do the English accent.
Do you know something? I never learned the Welsh accent.
You never learned the Welsh? Well, when we were doing Shakespeare, you had to speak English.
Yeah, but...
You can't do it with a New York accent.
No.
I had that. But since I was doing Shakespeare a whole lot, that's when I met you, I couldn't get up there and talk like this. Tomorrow, you know, I couldn't go ahead and quote Willie with that kind of accent. You had to do the English accent. So you're not giving me that?
Okay. No, I'm not.
Anyway, the University of Bristol That's England. Researchers say that the title of the article is COVID-19. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm saying what they say. Vitamins affect the ability to infect. Okay? And here they say vitamin D3 and vitamins A and K combat COVID-19, say the researchers, by binding to the SARS-CoV-2 viral spike protein and interfering with its ability to infect, said the researchers. Now, one of them they named Deborah Schumark, the researchers, and that is their our findings help explain how certain vitamins play a more direct role in combating COVID-19, okay, beside the immune system.
But the beauty part is, that's a beauty part. That's a beauty part. There are many beauty parts, because those same nutrients protect you against all viruses.
That's exactly right. But they were focusing on this now.
Of course,
helping
to
make that so,
but,
showing that.
Yes. But again, the flu is a virus. Polio is a virus. There's so many negative viruses around. But again, it comes down to what is your immune system capable of doing? Well, if it's sugar-laden and simple carbohydrates, laden and sugar carbohydrate content, it isn't up to the task of really protecting you. So again, folks, organic vegetables, organic meats and fish, wild fish, and organic oils, those are the staples. Those are the things that really build you, a human being, your brain, your heart, your entire circulatory system, all of it.
Right. And, you know, you see, if you ever listen to any news, you ever turn on anything, you're seeing how, with all the things that are going on, and I'm not going to get into them, but all the things that are going on right now with the state of affairs of the COVID and, you know, people in isolation, et cetera, it's the study is being reported here that super pure fish oil supplements alleviate depression.
There is more information. If we gave you all the information that we come across on a weekly basis about the importance of super omega-3 fish oils, EPA and DHA, those are called omega-3 fatty acids, and those are anti-inflammatory, okay?
Right.
If we every day that I'm doing research, I come across the same subject. Super omega-3 fish oils reduce inflammation, thereby doing what? Helping your heart, your brains, your eyes, your liver, every organ in your body, every cell in your body, preventing the crusty destruction of the LDL cholesterol by sugars and carbohydrates.
Well, this is a great new study that they say the pure fish oil supplements are great for your heart health, but the new study finds they also help fight depression. And this is the quote. Using a combination of laboratory and patient research, quote, our study, okay, has provided, okay, exciting news, okay, how the super pure omega-3 fatty acids bring about anti-inflammatory effects.
There you go.
Says Den.
There it is.
But they didn't say says Den. That improved depression, said lead author Alessandra Borsini, a postdoctoral neuroscientist at King's College London. Borsini said it's been known that omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, have antidepressant and anti-inflammatory effects. Talk about the previous studies.
And those are the omega-3 fatty acids.
The previous studies, right in the center.
And the article goes on to say, quote, previous studies have shown that people with major depression have elevated levels of inflammation. Stopping for just a second. Remember, I just got through talking a minute ago about inflammation being the source of all disease. I don't make this stuff up.
No.
I'm reporting to you what research has shown over and over again. Time magazine wrote a special edition dealing solely with inflammation as being the primary source of all disease. Going back. Previous studies have shown that people with major depression have elevated levels of inflammation, but no proven anti-inflammatory treatments for depression actually exist. The patient portion of this new study included people with major depression. Once a day for 12 weeks, these people were given two omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are 3 grams of EPA and 1.5 grams of DHA. EPA and DHA are the omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids found in oily fish, okay, and oily fish supplements. Byproducts of EPA and DHA were measured in the patient's blood before and after treatment, and their depression symptoms were assessed. Treatment with both omega-3s was associated with a significant improvement in depression, with an average 64% drop in symptoms for the EPA group and 71% for the DHA group.
Wow, wow. Okay. 64 and 71% drop with high EPA and DHA. And they go on to say only the supplements can provide that kind of concentration.
How many drugs have people been on for depression?
Good
for
grief.
How many years?
Right.
For how many years? And no improvement in the depression.
No. And the side effects, and now it's all in the news, you know, advertisements about how these drugs can cause tardive dyskinesia.
Yes.
Uncontrollable and nonstop and endless contraction of muscle movements.
Spastics,
all over the throughout the body.
Right.
Insane.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And along with this, the stress Be Gone is an incredible combination of the B vitamin nutrients and sugar metabolizing anti-inflammatory components.
Right.
Which contribute to the lessening of depression and anxiety and fear and anger and upset.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, let me get back to the article. Where was I? The findings were published June 16th in the journal Molecular Psychiatry.
Psychiatrist journal.
We don't make this stuff up,
no.
Folks. Okay. The levels of EPA and DHA, the omega-3s used in this study, can't be achieved by eating oily fish alone, researchers noted. Senior study author Carmen Pariente, a professor of biological psychiatry and research, has provided vital information to help shape clinical trials of therapeutic approaches using the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, in concentrated capsule form.
And you know, it's amazing. And here's on the US of A, that Barry Sears, PhD, and he says the data from clinical studies on these fatty acids is very clear. Okay, he goes, that there is a long-term, low-level inflammation accelerates the aging process and promotes the development of chronic disease, Sears says. He's president of the Inflammation Research Institute. He adds that health problems associated with excess inflammation include obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, neurological diseases, and more.
Arthritis.
And he then goes on to say, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils, EPA and DHA, counterbalance that inflammation by triggering the release of anti-inflammatory resolving hormones.
But let's go back one more step, honey.
Yes.
The physician who said years ago, that if you get 3 grams of EPA-DHA combination daily.
Yes.
You provide your brain a perfect lube job, lubrication of your brain and your eyes and your heart,
yes,
and every cell in your
That's
body,
right,
reducing inflammation. That was 10
Julian
years
Whittaker.
Ago.
Julian Whittaker.
Whittaker.
Yeah, MD. Yes, that's right.
That was 10 years ago
or more.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
It's been this information has been known. But the FDA ignores it.
No, American,
and the drug companies, right, want to sell you another anti-inflammatory drug which has multitudinous side effects and deleterious side effects,
right,
which cannot be corrected, like you mentioned tardive dyskinesia,
yes,
and all other really disastrous side effects.
And do you know how when you – this just to divert a second, but yet it's still on the topic – how – when we grow up and throughout the years, when there was something that we felt was so important that we never wanted to forget it, we'd always talk about, write that statement up and put it on your refrigerator, or put it on your wall so you could see it, or put it there on your counter,
right, right,
so you could see it every single day, okay? And what I feel that it's applicable to me, especially for me in a special one with the Harvard doctors when I came, they came out with this. It's printed in my heart. It's printed on my forehead. It's printed on the walls. I kind of see it every single day. When they did the meta-analyses, that's an analysis of all studies, zillions of studies.
An analysis of analyses.
Of the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and their meta-analyses showed that these pure fish oils reduce the risk of death, of the leading cause of death, the sudden heart attack, 88 to 92%. And of all heart conditions, 88, even stroke, et cetera. They said just on the number one cause of death, which kills 1.2 million Americans each year, if everyone took the super pure omega-3 fish oils each day, we would save a minimum, said the Harvard doctors and researchers. A minimum, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every single year. Did we hear this?
No.
That's printed, though. And that would, they said it was only based on the number one, not even the strokes and all the other heart attacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sudden cardiac arrhythmia. My father died young of that. But anyway.
And depression. That's, and anxiety.
Their focus was on the heart
thing. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. But all the multitudinous effects. And again, we had reported at one point about how they used it in even in prison center for very rough and very arrogant prison. I guess there was an isolation. Gave them the fish oils, and they turned out to be much friendlier, much more workable, much more interactive. So even at the most extreme level, people were helped in all different ways by the use of the super pure omega-3 fish oil, okay?
True enough, baby.
And, you know, the news keeps coming out. Again, the effects of quercetin, the great nutrients, vitamin C, and quercetin, that wonderful bioflavonoid, they say stops viruses from replicating. And within 48 hours, they call it the swine flu and other things. So, I mean, there's just so many wonderful things to be reported on.
But let's remember this, too. There's a product we have which is renowned for reducing inflammation.
Right.
Inflammation, as all these doctors have said, is the source of all disease, chronic inflammation. There's a product we've been selling for the past 10 or 12 years called Pain Power. It reduces chronic inflammation, most notably in pain. And it's reducing the pain, the discomfort, the agonizing pain, and the minor pain as well. But it also reduces inflammation throughout your entire body. I can't make a claim that this is great for your brain or your heart. I can't make those kind of claims at all. All I can say is that it reduces inflammation. And inflammation being the source of all disease, the Pain Power can be a help in many, many aspects of your health, of getting your health back where you want it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And again, no allergens, no synthetics.
Nothing.
And the combination of the most powerful and wonderful, proven, great nutrients. And again, no allergens, too. And used by doctors who are holistically minded, and et cetera. It's just absolutely
wonderful. It's an all-natural product.
Exactly.
There's no drugs
Pain
in it at all.
Power. The power. Yep. Then originally the name came about because it was the knockout punch for pain.
That's what it is.
And when you think of the knockout punch for pain, think about Alive and Well, okay, and all the great services, 877-4950. Call, set up that time. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Don't charge whatsoever on anything. But if you want to sit and talk and get information about how to boost the health and, you know, et cetera, just set up a time.
And it's not our information, folks. The information we share with you has already been published by doctors.
That's right.
And research scientists around the world.
877-4950.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.